producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help motivate you to get your holiday shopping done while the weather is in our favor. Boy, what a big difference from last year to this year, temperature and weather-wise. Last year, by now, we had over 3 feet of snow at my house in Kennebunk, Maine. And right now, I could mow the grass because it just keeps growing with the 50-degree weather that we've been getting. And I was in the garden yesterday doing a little bit of cleaning for about a half an hour, and my garlic is up and growing beautiful. So it could be a good crop of garlic for next summer. Glad I got it in when I did. And just cleaning up, putting all the stray ends together and getting ready for the change of season that will eventually come. But we're not going to complain. And Friday I had ordered my oil. My tank was getting low. I had filled it in early September. And at that point I had paid $1.72 a gallon for home heating oil. And went to order it, and it's down to $1.57. I just love it. Compared to over $3 last year, so it's like half price. So we can run the house a little bit warmer than we have in the past. Good for the plants and good for the occupants. Where your tree is, keep it on the cool side. That'll help to keep it fresher. And once you do get your tree up, make sure that you put a fresh cut on the bottom of your Christmas tree. That makes the big difference, because when the tree was cut in a field and then wrapped with the netting, put on the truck and driven from Maine or Canada or wherever your trees are coming from, the pitch that was in the tree sealed the bottom. And if you just take the tree and you put it in a stand, it will not absorb any water because the pitch has blocked it to kind of protect it. So make sure that you put a fresh cut. The other thing is, if you have a big tree and your tree stand is not large enough, I've seen this many, many times, especially after the holidays when you see the tree left on the side of the road for pickup. People will actually take a hatchet and remove the bark so that they can fit it in the tree stand. Well, by doing that, you just removed all of the veins that pull the water up. All those water tubes have now been cut and removed, and the tree cannot draw any water up into it to keep it fresh. The trees are getting a thicker stem. They've been fed more to keep them greener, to make them thicker. It's not like the Christmas trees of 20 years ago where you had a nice narrow butt. They feed them now, and they lime the soil, and they take good care of them so that you end up with a bigger main branch, that leader. So if it won't fit in your tree stand, if you have a ring-type holder with the three screws that you tighten into it, and it won't fit in, it's time to buy a bigger tree stand. And use preservatives. The preservatives on the market today are better and better. They do help to keep your trees fresher and create less of a problem with fire potential. And the other thing that's changed, too, that's helped a great deal is the bulbs. The bulbs were like a nightlight, and they got hot, and they dried up your tree. And today, with all the LEDs, a lot cooler, take a lot less energy, cheaper to run, and it really does help your tree to stay fresher longer. Now, the one thing that I'd like you to do, I have four dogs. We have four Shih Tzus, and I remember last year, I got the tree up, got it nice and level, gave it time for the tree to come down, filled it full of water. The night before, it came down in the morning, and most of the water was gone, so I filled it again and went to get a tree skirt to put around it, and came back, and two of the dogs were licking and drinking out of the base of the Christmas tree stand. And it's not something that you want them to do. Most of the preservatives are safe to use for pets, but put a sheet or an old blanket or something around it so that your animals cannot drink from it and remove the water. And check it daily. The first 2 or 3 days, your tree will absorb over 1 gallon of water every single day. And once it's rebuilt the moisture level in the tree, then it will cut back on the amount of water. So check it a couple times a day or get a real big reservoir, and that will help to keep it fresh. Keep it away from a fireplace if at all possible. And if you're doing a live Christmas tree, one that you can actually plant outside, that tree can stay in your home for about 1 week, 10 days at the max. So try and get the tree as close to a door as possible, just in case we get a snowstorm. And I know the middle part of the country, they're getting hammered with all kinds of snow. Last year they didn't get much, and the coast got plenty. And that's going to change. So get your tree as close to the door as possible and figure, you know, 3 or 4 days before Christmas and 3 or 4 days after Christmas where you can enjoy it. And then when you bring it outside, if possible, Mother Nature can continue to cooperate. Bring your live tree back outside. And what I like to do is to put it up against a building on the north side so that it's shaded and it's out of the wind. Wait until the spring to plant the tree. And what I've done with live Christmas trees in the past is exactly that. We'll bring it in the house. We'll enjoy it for about 10 days. We bring it outside, put it up against the back of the house where there are already some shrubs, put it in between them. And in the garage, I have a bag of bark mulch waiting. And I'll just cover the root ball with the pine bark mulch. And that will help to insulate it and to keep it frozen. And if the weather is good, where you can get a day of 40 degrees plus, use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof. Now, Wilt Proof, all it needs is some daylight. So bring it outside, give it a good spray. As long as the temperatures are above freezing, it will seal and plug up all of the pores in the needles, and that will help to retain it, to protect it for the winter. And then in April, when the frost is out of the ground, the snow is melted, then you can go out and plant it in an area. Now, if you haven't selected your tree yet, try and pick out some Fraser fir, some Douglas fir, even balsam. The one tree that there is a major problem throughout the entire Northeast is the blue spruce. There's a fungus. And we'll talk more about it in the coming days. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you listening in this morning. If we can be of any assistance to you, the number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first?
First up today, we've got Chris from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about his hawthorn tree.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a hawthorn tree that I've had for about 25 years. And Friday morning, I noticed that something had stripped the bark from it. And I don't know what to do.
It stripped it from the trunk or from the branches?
Both.
Both.
And the wood is orange. So, you know, the wood underneath is orange. And am I going to lose the tree?
Did they take the bark off all the way around the trunk?
Not so much the trunk, more where the branches start.
Okay, are they cutting some of the branches?
No.
No, they're just eating the bark.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure they're even eating it because you can see it on the ground, the bits of bark.
Okay, what I would do, while the weather is good, I would go down to your local nursery and, to be on the safe side, get some burlap and take the burlap and wrap the trunk of your tree from the ground up to the first branches and then tie it with some rope so that they can't pull it off, and that will protect the trunk. The branches themselves, I would get an animal repellent, a liquid, and I would spray all of the branches. And usually they have a bitter taste. They use all kinds of products that are blended in there that make it taste so bad that they won't like it. It could be squirrels. It could be deer. But it's something that you want to stop now, because when the snow comes and the food source gets scarce, they could come in and actually start chewing on that tree and removing parts of branches. So if you can wrap the trunk, that will eliminate the damage there. And then while the weather's good, spray it with something. Bonide has a product called Repels All that you can put in a pump sprayer and spray it on all the branches, and that should keep them out.
Well, is the exposed wood, is that going to cause the tree to die?
It depends. If the exposed wood is all around the branch and it's a large area, 3, 4, 5 inches, then there's a possibility that you could lose the end of that branch.
Yeah, well, in some cases, it's 3 or 4 feet.
3 or 4 feet?
Yes.
Yep.
I've had a moose in the yard. I've seen a moose in the yard. Do you suppose that's who's doing it?
Yep. Yep, if it's up high in the tree, I was thinking probably a deer,
yeah.
But it could be a moose. Now, one of the other things that you can do if you've seen a moose, go to the supermarket and buy some aluminum pie plates. The little, you know, like a pot pie plate.
Yeah.
And punch a hole on one of the edges. Tie a piece of string in the hole and make the string about a foot long and tie on the tree these aluminum pie plates. And what happens is when they bump into it, it makes a noise. They bang together and they can see themselves. There's a reflection of the light and they don't like anything that moves like that. It makes them spooky. So I would try doing that.
Okay.
The other thing that you could do is go to a feed and grain store, and what you want is a plastic owl, not a blow-up one, but a rigid owl. And what I've done in the past, because I had a problem with deer, is I got a, and right now the ground isn't frozen. Get a piece of like a 2x2 or a big tomato steak, hammer it in the ground, and put the owl on it, and that will help to deter feeding by...
Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and it will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972, 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. television. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. So if you have a gardening question or a problem that we can help you with, give us a call. Don't be shy. Talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to solve the problems that you may be having. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ed from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about dealing with onion grass.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How's everything on beautiful Cape Cod today?
Well, right now, it's very warm. We've had unseasonably warm weather, and I absolutely love it. But I'll tell you, I have been listening to you for, it's got to be 20 years. When you first started at the radio station in Boston, or maybe it was another radio station, but you have been so much help. It's been unbelievable. But right now, I have onion grass growing up in little patches, maybe the size of maybe, a little bigger than a silver dollar, but it's coming up in about, 20, 30 spaces on a half-acre lawn. And it's going to, if I don't take care of it now, I think I'm just going to end up with a lot of problems.
Yeah, it will get worse and worse and worse in time. The only product that I know that will take care of onion grass is Bonide, has a liquid product called Weed Beater Ultra. And it's a liquid. And it's a product that you apply on the lawn in the early spring. Most of your broadleaf weed killers need to have some 60-degree temperatures. And the Weed Beater Ultra will work with temperatures at 45 to 50. And there's also a spreader sticker that's in the Weed Beater Ultra, which is, will help the product to stick to a plant that has a coating on it, a waxy type coating, like an onion plant does.
And it's some type of surfactant or something? Or?
Right, right. It's like if you took some Dawn and you added some Dawn to your sprayer, it makes the water wetter. So that way it can penetrate in the cracks and crevices of the plant, and it can get into it and kill the weed. But when we get into April, snow's all gone, you're getting some temperatures 45 to 50 degrees, get some of that Weed Beater Ultra, spray the lawn where the nut grass is, and then I would go back a couple weeks later and hit it a second time.
Yeah. Now, this onion grass, this is something I can spot treat, right? I don't have to take care of the whole lawn, or should I?
No, you don't. You don't. The reason is onion grass is a bulb.
Right.
And if you go in there and you dig it up and you don't get all the bulbs, it's going to get upset and it's going to come back a lot stronger. So
yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. If it was just one little small patch, I'd try to dig it up. But if it's in, like, let's say I have 40 little outcrops of it, I don't want to have 40 holes all over the lawn and then try to reseed it with the chance of maybe missing some and having to come back up anyways.
Exactly. So this Weed Beater Ultra is the only weed killer that I know that will not hurt your lawn. It will take care of dandelions and chickweed and clover, but on the label it will list onion grass. And you spray it, wait a couple weeks, hit it again, and the onion grass will absorb the weed killer, take it down to the bulb, and then it will kill a bulb, and then you'll be ready to go.
So it's a systemic that will actually go back down to the roots into the bulb itself?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. That's the best news I've had all day. I know it's still early, but I'm happy so far.
Good. Thank you, and you have a real nice Christmas season.
I will. Merry Christmas, Paul. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye-bye now. It's been a crazy, crazy fall and not even winter yet. Temperatures have been mild, and nobody's complaining. We've been so busy with the REIT season. I haven't had a chance to do a heck of a lot. As a matter of fact, we just picked up another bunch of REITs so that we can continue to ship. I talked with the UPS and the post office, and the post office was telling us that they are now delivering packages on Sunday. And they just can't believe how many packages they have. They did do it last year, but they have more this year than they ever had. So all the trucks are going out at 7 a.m. They're going to be delivering packages to your house. So if you're expecting something, keep an eye out for the post office. And they told us that we can ship into New England for about 4 days, 3 days before Christmas actually comes. UPS told us if we want to get a wreath or a centerpiece shipped to, like, California, we need to ship it out on Monday or Tuesday at the latest. So if you're planning on sending a wreath or a centerpiece, give us a call today. Go on the internet today and place your order. And that way we'll work on it. My two boys, my wife and I, worked in the garage all day yesterday decorating and prepping for wreaths that are going to be going out this afternoon and again tomorrow morning. And everything that comes in today will be going out on Monday. So go to the website. It's www.paulparent.com. Or you can give us a call after 10 o'clock. The number here is 207-985-6972. We'll take your order. We'll put it together. As I said, we just picked up some nice fresh wreaths. My son got some fresh green tips to make his centerpieces. So that we're going to work like crazy. And between now and Tuesday, everything that comes in early is going to be going out as fast as possible. So don't wait until the last minute, because you may not be able to get it sent to where you need to. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, if any of you are buying a poinsettia, the one thing that you cannot do is to keep that poinsettia in an area where there is a draft. If it's a drafty room, maybe there's a front door or windows that are not airtight, and you put the poinsettia on the window, what's going to happen is your foliage is going to begin to fall from the plant. And you're going to lose your lower leaves. And your plant's not going to look good. So keep them out of a drafted area. When you buy your poinsettia, I would prefer that you buy it from a greenhouse, because they'll wrap it for you. And if you walk into some of the box stores, I cringe at times. You open up the door and there are the poinsettias right in front of you. So the second the door opens, all of the cold air that's outside is now hitting that plant. We've been fortunate. We've had some pretty mild weather, but there is still some cold weather out there, and you're going to end up with a plant that doesn't look very good. Now, if you have a poinsettia and it's wrapped in tin foil or it's in a plastic pot sleeve, when you water, take the plant out of the foil, out of your plastic sleeve, put it in the sink, water with warm water, allow it to drain in your sink, and then put it back in your decorative foil paper or your decorative sleeve to make it look pretty. Don't let it sit in a tin foil covering filled with water. The roots are going to rot and your leaves are going to turn yellow and they're going to fall. Now, when you're looking to buy a poinsettia, there is one thing I want you to look for. Look at the top of the plant, and you're going to notice some little yellow buttons. Those are the actual flowers of your poinsettia. The red, or the pink, or the white, or the multicolored varieties of poinsettias that we have today, those are called flowering bracts. And all it is a leaf that changes color when we have short days, cool temperatures, but the actual flower are those little yellow buttons. And if you look at a plant and the buttons are all opened up, they're all fuzzy, fuzzy yellow, and you just touch them and they fall, it means that it's an older poinsettia. And by Christmas, all those buds will have fallen, and your poinsettia will not look as pretty. So make sure that it's tight, and the buds are just beginning to open for the best results. And keep them out of a draft. Water as needed. Don't say, oh, today's Sunday, I'm going to give it a good drink. We get cloudy weather, you're going to need less moisture. So take your finger, push it in, a couple of knuckles. If it's moist, leave it alone. Give it another day or two before you water. Don't jam all the plants together. Give them some room so that they get plenty of light. And that will keep the foliage nice and deep green in color. And what I would do, by next week, I would mix up a little bit of the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer and give them a good shot of fertilizer. Most of the nurseries, greenhouses, garden centers, they feed on a regular basis. But if you buy a plant from a box store and they've had it for a week or two or more, there's no food given to that plant, and you're going to have paler colored foliage. So a good shot of fertilizer will green up the leaves, keep it healthy, keep it growing, and you'll enjoy it longer.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Steve from New Jersey. He's got a question about mulching grass clippings.
Okay, Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. So I keep the grass clippings after I've mowed the lawn in a corner of the yard, and I wet them down once in a while during the summer and fall. Now I'm wondering, during the winter, should I do anything special to help them mulch more? Should I spread them out over the lawn to decompose? I'm not sure what to do at this point.
Okay, so when you mow, you also bag everything that you get, right?
Right. The mower has a bag that collects the grass clippings, and then I simply empty them into the corner of the yard, and I wet that down every once in a while.
Okay. What you're doing is, by creating this pile, you're making compost for your garden. And if you keep it there for a year, and a couple times a year, like turn it over so that you're taking the rotting stuff on the bottom and blending it with the new grass clippings, add some moisture to it so it doesn't dry out, within a year, those grass clippings will create a black humus that you could spread in your garden. And it will be like putting peat moss down, and it will help to retain moisture,
in your soil. It will break apart the clay that's in the soil so that you have improved drainage. And you can use it as a top dressing to control weeds. So grass clippings are very good. The only time of the year that I don't use grass clippings is towards the late summer, early fall, if you have crabgrass. Because if you're mowing and bagging and you have crabgrass, you're collecting the seeds. And if it doesn't get hot enough, then the crabgrass seeds don't break down. And if you add it to your garden, you're going to have crabgrass in your garden and you'll never get it out of there.
Okay. So obviously don't include the crabgrass toward the end of the summer season. But otherwise, I don't think I have crabgrass. I think it's just regular grass clippings, and they will eventually break down. I have to turn it over once in a while. Because I notice at the bottom, you're right, it gets very black, and you see worms going through it. So I guess it's getting good aeration from the worms. And I guess just turn it over once in a while would be a good idea, huh?
Yep. Yeah, if you can turn it over every now and then. And the other thing, too, is, like, when you rake leaves, in your case, you've got a mower with a bag, drive over the areas with the leaves, and it will break them all up in small pieces, and now you can have brown leaves and green grass, and you put layers of it, and you blend it, and you can create a better quality compost. I mean, you're going to buy a bag, a 50-pound bag of compost, it's costing you $7 or $8. So every time you mow your grass and you take your lawnmower and you grind up those leaves and bag them, you blend it all in together, you're making a soil conditioner that Mother Nature is going to help you create, and you're going to end up with a much better garden. As you said, you're now seeing earthworms in it, and if you can get earthworms in your garden, everything is going to grow a lot better, because as they feed, they create earthworm castings. They open up the ground to let the air and the get in and the gases escape. So adding compost and recycling all of your waste material will give you a much better looking garden in the long run.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Have a nice Christmas.
You have a great Christmas also, and thank you for giving us the call.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. And if we can be of any help, give us a call. And if any of you wanted to order a holiday wreath or a centerpiece, go on the website. You can order them right there. And believe me, get us the order today or tomorrow, and we'll get it out within 24 hours so that your family can enjoy the fresh green smell of Maine.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E.